Hello?
Hi, am I talking to Alan?
Yes, you are.
Hi, Alan. Daniel Garcia calling. How you doing?
I'm okay. Thank you for getting back to me so quickly.
Oh, no worries at all. You asked me to call, and I had a bit of a time in between, so I thought I'd just give you a call right away. So,
Okay, that's
tell me a bit
great. Okay,
about
yep.
your golf club book.
Yeah, we're celebrating our 100th anniversary, and we've decided that we want to publish a book. But we don't know anything about publishing books, particularly golf club books. But we know what they look like, and we know what we want, and we know what we want and what we don't want. But we don't, you know, we've interviewed a couple of writers and who wanted to do the full process for us, and but they did not want to do the type of book that we want to do. What we really wanted, we have a one of the things about our club is there's a lot of history. It's in Pennsylvania. And the land has a lot of history to it. And, you know, we want to capitalize on not only the land, but, you know, the evolution of the club through the growth in Philadelphia. So it's more than just a golf book that's going to be show 18 pictures of the 18 holes from 100 years ago and pictures of the 18 holes today. We could do that pretty easily, but we want to do more research. We've done a lot already, but we're not writers, so. And I saw that you have a great reputation, but I don't know if you do this kind of work.
Actually, we do this kind of work. So history books, we have done plenty of history books in our 12 years that we've been in the industry. So, and plenty of researching as well. So we've done the researching part for our clients, so you don't have to go out and take the extra step for you. We would do that for you instead. So it's totally doable. Anything you have in mind, history books, pictures, and all. I would prefer if you would provide us the pictures because you would be able to verify them more authentically, considering the fact that you would be able to see them and recognize the place exactly, because we're here all the way in New York, and you're in actually Pennsylvania. So we will be able to do it for you very, very easily, but I would prefer if you would do the pictures part for yourself so that it would be easier for us to authenticate what we're putting up on the book. As far as history goes, we will do the research for you, we'll put everything up.
Okay, now, can you show me or send me you know, some pictures and some of the books you've done for other country clubs?
Other country clubs. I would have to find very, very deep in the records to see if I can find another country club book. We have done them before, but we get about 50 to 100 clients a month, and with that amount of people, it's very rare that we can actually, find something like that. But I'll go ahead and I'll try to see if we can find something like that in our records. I will be showing you some of our recent bestsellers, though, and I will be sending that over to you, too. If I can have your email address, Alan, that would be great.
Be my pleasure. That would be my pleasure. Okay, it's A N H J R at hotmail.com.
Okay, I'm going to repeat this back to you phonetically. It's A as in Alpha, N as in November, H as in Hotel, J as in Juliet, R as in Romeo at hotmail.com.
That's it.
Perfect. I will go ahead and I will put all of this information. So I have a few questions about your book, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Awesome. So what is exactly, have you written anything so far, or have you drafted anything so far, or do you have an outline, something in your head maybe?
Yeah, we have an outline, but not nowhere near the level of research that our outline entails. In other words, we're actually the land where we are. There was actually a Revolutionary War battle fought on our property. We know that research. That's pretty easy to look up, and we have a lot of information on that. We also know that the property had lime kilns, and the lime kilns were used to support the growth of Philadelphia. In other words, they were taking out limestone and shipping it down to the city to build buildings. So that was on our property. We know that one of the wealthiest people in the United States, at the turn of the 19th century were a family called the Harrison family. And the Harrison family controlled all the sugar imported into the United States, 95% of the market.
Yeah.
And they essentially started Beaver. The man who built his first home outside the city built it in what was to become Arcadia College.
Mm-hmm.
And his nephew built the home that is our clubhouse today. So mm-hmm. we have the history of manufacturing in Philadelphia. The name of the club is Manufacturers, by the way. We've got a lot of history. We are a Flynn course, which you may not know because you're not in the golf world per se, is one of the most prestigious architects from the Philadelphia School who designed our course at the turn of the century. So it's we've got a lot of history to talk about,
mm-hmm.
and we want to do that, but we also don't want to make it a history book. We have another guy who has authored a number of these books, and he is from our immediate area.
Mm-hmm.
But he wants to write a textbook. He's written textbooks for other clubs.
The way that we will write it, it's going to be a few different ways, and we can actually, modify it as we go along the way during your project. So that's perfectly fine. Thank you so much for letting me know all of this information. As far as history goes, you don't have to worry about it. If you just let us know, pieces of history here and there. We'll have our researchers do the research, and we'll have our writers convert that research into the kind of a book, that you want for your country club. So we're totally fine on that. What do you have a deadline for this project? Because I understand that it's an anniversary launch book. So
The deadline is sometime in 2025.
Oh, okay, perfect. That would be perfect. We'd be done a bit before that, though, so you don't have to worry about it.
Yes, I'm well aware of how long these take, but again, it's finding the right publisher, which I've been tasked with doing, and I need, and that's why I need from you, if we were going to consider you, we would need, to see some of the work that you've done.
Even if you
shipped me something that I could then ship back to you, this whatever we could do to build some trust.
Oh, it actually take too long. I'll drop you an email. I'll drop you works we've done before, because all of the works that we have published and done, they're either on Amazon and Barnes & Noble or one of the other, because we make sure to publish them there as well. It goes over globally, and, it doesn't take extra effort anyways. So we actually make sure to publish that there for the clients. Satisfaction. Most of the clients ask us for just online publishing. Some of the clients ask us for, local publishing as well as online publishing as well as global publishing. So anything that we have, we've done on Amazon, we've done on Barnes & Noble too. So I'll have to check out my records, and I'll have to see if I can find a relevant sort of a book for you to check out, etc. And if you can let me know, do you have any sort of a budget for this book?
No, we know the range we're in, and that's for soup to nuts. Okay, we're in the 200,000 range, soup to nuts.
Okay, absolutely, yeah, perfect. That should work perfectly fine, in my opinion. That should be the easiest to do. And I'm gonna be honest with you. It's not gonna really cost that much. It's gonna cost way below that. So you're good to go.
Well, we want books. We need to have the book actually published, because we're going to give them out to all our members.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're going to need six.
Published.
Six,
it's going to be printed, and it's going to be delivered to your doorstep. The number of books
perfect.
That you actually want. So all of
okay,
that.
Perfect.
Will be you buy us, so you don't have to worry about that.
Okay. Well, so far, this has been a great phone conversation. I appreciate it.
Yes, it has.
Now,
perfect.
Danielle, if I want to speak to you directly, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a number for me to get you directly?
Yes, this is actually the company line. Let me give you my personal cell phone. Let me know when you're ready for it.
I'm ready.
All right, 646-741.
Yep. 741.
6704.
6704, that's perfect.
Awesome.
Thank you very much, Danielle. And we'll start right here, and we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, awesome. I'll go ahead. I'll drop you an email. You can check it out, and we can start as soon as now and see where it goes, okay?
All right, great. Thank you so much.
Obviously,
I'll be in touch.
All right, thank you so much. You have a good day, all right? Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye now.